Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name is Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how's everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I could do that, I consider a blessed day. It's been a busy morning so far. I've had a doctor's appointment to go to, and I had to get up extra early. I had to wake up at 6:45 in order to get a ride to go to the doctor's office. I only woke up that early just so I would know that I would be ready for my ride. Whom said that they would be ready for me at 8 o'clock, and I didn't want to do anything to be late for that ride, because that person was nice enough to take me, and it being that early in the morning, that was one thing I didn't want to do, was mess their morning up by being late. So I set my alarm extra early this morning, and I got up. I didn't roll around, I didn't hit the snooze button. The very first thing I did, I just got up. Well, I said my prayers. I always say my prayers. But I just jumped out of bed, and I was raring to go, because I was blessed enough to have a ride. And that's the one thing that I didn't know I was going to have. When my ex-roommate's car broke down, I thought for sure I was walking. I thought for sure that I would be walking everywhere I had to go, or taking a taxi everywhere. And not that I'm against taking a taxi, it's just they can get expensive. Now I have another ride. It's not a free ride by any means, but it's definitely not as expensive as a taxi. And that's the blessing. As long as we just keep on our knees and keep praying to the Lord, He'll always keep an open door for us. We just have to be willing to take that step. Me, I'm strange when it comes to meeting new people. It's hard for me to meet new people. But I made that phone call to meet this new person, and I met a really nice person who is willing to take me anywhere I need to go, basically any time during the day. And I'm happy about that, because now I don't have to walk anymore. Not that I've had to walk anywhere more than once, but the only time I did have to walk, I had to go get my medication, and that was a definite, so I had to walk that day. Boy, I'm really going on a rant this morning. This new Monster energy drink's got me crunk up. I'm trying to figure out what kind of energy drink it is. It's a Monster Ultra Sunrise. It comes in an orange can. It has zero sugar. Boy, this thing's good. And it's got a kick, too. That's what I like about a good Monster energy drink. They've always got a good kick. And there's a lot of good flavors without any sugar. I don't like a sugar rush because it messes with my diabetes. Now that I've got my appointments out of the way today, I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the day. I'll probably just sit around and watch House, watch my cat, and just waste the day away. I don't have any house cleaning to do. I don't have anything major to do. I'll probably just sit around and waste the day away. It's been a blessed day, though. That's the good thing, because I was able to get these appointments out of the way. I was able to pick up my medication, and now I don't have anywhere to go or any appointments to take care of for at least a week. So I'm definitely good there. But if anything comes up, I have a ride. And if nothing else, I got a 5-minute rant out, and that's what I like to do every day. I like to get a 5-minute rant out. Now let's take a look at today's holidays. Is today a holiday? Of course it is. As we've learned by now, every day's a holiday. Let's just see what holidays are being celebrated today. Today is Biological Clock Day, Clean Comedy Day, Denim Day, Great Poetry Reading Day, International Pay It Forward Day, International Guide Dog Day, National Blueberry Pie Day, International Noise Awareness Day, National Cubicle Day, Stop Food Waste Day, National Superhero Day, National Kiss Your Mate Day, Workers' Memorial Day, and World Day for Safety and Health at Work. So there are a few holidays being celebrated today. Let's take a look at National Superhero Day. National Superhero Day is for honoring both fictional superheroes and real-life superheroes, those who risk their lives to keep others safe. Both of these heroes are role models for children and even for adults. The day was thought up by employees of Marvel Comics in 1995. There are a countless number of fictional superheroes who are honored on the day, such as Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Spider-Man. But as a common phrase says, not all heroes wear capes. Real-life heroes put themselves in harm's way and in circumstances where they may risk their lives for others, just as their fictional counterparts do. Some of these heroes have their careers that put them into these scenarios, such as members of law enforcement, military personnel, and firefighters. Other heroes may be everyday citizens who step up in moments of crisis and do extraordinary things. Other everyday people may not risk their lives, but may dress up as superheroes and help others on a daily basis. People from some charities, such as Love Your Melon, dress up as superheroes on the day and visit children's hospitals. How to observe National Superhero Day. Celebrate your favorite fictional superheroes today, as well as real-life ones who have helped or protected you or others from danger. On the fictional side, you could watch movies and read comics of your favorite superheroes. If you have children, you could help dress them up as superheroes by helping them make a mask, cape, and cuffs. You could even dress up as a superhero yourself and help people in your neighborhood, or volunteer somewhere to help children. When it comes to real-life heroes, you could write a letter of thanks to someone who has protected yourself or others. Well, I like this holiday. I think this is an extraordinary holiday honoring real-life superheroes. Happy National Superhero Day! Now let's find some good news. We could all use a little bit of good news to brighten up our day. Let's just see what sort of good news we can find. Here's a good news story. Benjamin Kuo enjoys looking at photos and figuring out precisely where they've been taken. He happily admits that being a satellite mapping enthusiast is a very weird hobby. But recently, his quirky interest may just have saved a California man's life. Rene Compin was hiking alone in Angeles National Forest when he realized he no longer knew where he was. According to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, the 45-year-old texted a photo of his legs dangling over the edge of a canyon to a pal. In the message, he said he was lost and his phone battery was dying. The police department released the image to the public, hoping someone might recognize the scenery and know where Compiègne was. Luckily, Quo saw the report, and he had a hunch, notifying the police with what he thought were the correct GPS coordinates for Quo's location. "I was hoping I didn't send them on a wild goose chase and then they'd get mad at me," Quo said to KCBS-TV in L.A. Quo didn't have to worry about leading anyone on a wild goose chase for long. A rescue helicopter was sent out to the canyon, and Compiègne was found on a ridge less than a mile away from the coordinates Quo had given. Wow, this is an awesome story. Compiègne was found safe and in no need of medical care, and he couldn't have been more grateful for Quo's unique hobby, saying to him, "I crazy appreciate what you did. I really didn't know if I could make it there another day. It was just so cold." Wow. These are the stories that I just like to find. This is good news. This is an awesome story. I hope you found it as awesome as I did. May the Lord bless Benjamin Quo for practicing his unique hobby. Now let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who all got a year older today. Actress Anne Margaret turns 80. Comedian Jay Leno turns 71. Actress Mary McDonnell turns 69. Actress Penelope Cruz turns 47. And actress Jessica Alba turns 34. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, that's my rant for today. I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the day as I sit here right now sipping on my Monster Energy Ultra Sunrise. I just love these energy drinks. I just don't drink too many of them. I only drink one a day, and that seems to be my limit. I don't want to get into where I drink 2 to 3 a day and start getting on that kick, but they really helped me get my podcast out, and I just thank you for tuning in, and know that as long as I'm feeling well, I'm going to put out a rant, today's holidays, some good news, and celebrity birthdays 6 days a week. So again, I thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.